You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for astrology and psychic readings with Lady D.
Lady D.
Live from LadyDPsychicParties.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Astrology and Psychic Reading
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hi everybody, welcome to Astrology and Psychic Reading. So I'm your host, Lady D, for this segment. So it is my Good Friday for me. So it is my Easter weekend. I know for the episode Out of the World, you're on your Thursday, so you haven't quite hit Easter just yet. So with the planets, what's coming up for this week? Actually, today we have a really good transit. We do have Mercury, which is in trine to Jupiter, and we'll have that the whole week. So it's actually bringing some good news. You might hear some good news. You'd also be feeling more confident in your communication, how you're speaking to other people as well. But that should be quite positive with the aspect, and it's here a whole week. So tomorrow we have Mercury in square to Pluto, and won't be there the whole week with that one. So with that one, that can bring in a big transformation to do with communication. It could be bringing in like a sudden end or a halt talking to someone. It could be in, you might be feeling more feisty if you're a bit more quiet. It might change how you're communicating as well. So there could be a number of things that happen with that transit. We've also got on the 6th, we have the Sun, which is going to be in square to Jupiter. So that is going to be there the whole week with that transit. So with that one, it can bring Jupiter, the planet of luck, and with the Sun representing your life and have it in square, it's not as not a positive aspect. So that it could be feeling of maybe a little bit maybe not supported, or a little bit things have been a little bit unstable for you with that transit we have this week. We also have Mars, which is going to be in sextile to Uranus. That will be there for the whole week. So with that, it's going to be, we've also got the whole week too. We do have Venus, which will be in sextile to Mars, to Jupiter, sorry, the whole week as well. So with that, that will be bringing with Uranus and Mars. It can bring about confidence, unexpected confidence. It could be bringing up positive things, but being more motivated, getting things done, trying to be more active, can be with that transit. The day after the 9th, we do have Mars going into Aries, and I feel like that will be when things sort of start to pick up and speed up a bit, when we're going to have all these planets starting to come into Aries, and that will start by next Friday. So I'm more about that next Friday. So this week I feel like it'll be a sort of a mix of things coming up. I do feel like that there's a sense here of people not wanting to own accountability. That's coming up this week. I feel like this week may be a little bit intense. I do feel like there's going to be some shocking events coming up in our lives or your life, but I do feel like things are going to start picking up and moving quite faster. I do feel like the world is going to start changing at a rapid rate. I've also got, change happens in an instant. And I feel like there might be some time to redirect things as well in your own life, as well as the world. And I just feel like there's a sense here of things being just a little bit unpredictable, not knowing where things are going. And I feel like that's coming up with the world that we're in too. But I do feel like we do have some positive aspects with that Mercury and Venus in trine and sextile to Jupiter, as well as the Mars in sextile to Uranus. I feel like that's more our saving grace and positive stuff that happened happening this week with the other aspects that we do have. So let's go to the caller. So we've got here Fran. So she's in North Carolina. So hi, Fran. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
How can I help
you
today?
You are.
Yes, I'm good. How can I help you today?
Well, Are you the animal communicator, or is it, can I ask any question?
You can ask me a question. So I can talk to both animals and the people. So yeah, it's okay. Whatever you want to know.
There's a property that I would like to buy, and I'm really considering hard. I'm just wondering if it's a good idea or not.
Is this quite a big? Is this a big vacant? Is this a big land? Like this is not a small piece of land. It's quite big.
Actually, no. It's a smaller piece of land.
Okay, so I'm seeing land, but I'm seeing something that's but more open space and bigger. Look, I feel like with this land that you're looking at, I want to say just get everything checked. I feel like that there could be some issues or something wrong with the ground. So I feel like that just make sure you get your checks in place. Same dream being drawn to the ground, the dirt. I do feel like you are going to buy something, and I do feel like it could be this year that you do settle on something and buy. But I feel like you might want something a little bit bigger, or more space. That's what I kind of feel. I feel like, honestly, when you go back, you might see things I haven't seen with this current run. They didn't see or didn't notice before. Especially after, I just felt there could be issues with the rain, or after there's a lot of rain there, is what I feel. But I felt it's something about the ground. But I actually kind of feel like
rain,
just settling on.
I can't understand what you're saying. I'm sorry.
So the rains, I just
the
felt
rain
there's issues.
And the ground.
Yes, yeah, so I feel there's issues been after it rains there with the ground. I just see that you're needing to get checks or make sure that the land gets checked.
For flooding?
Well, I'm just seeing like something about after the rain, and I'm seeing that the ground is a bit mushy. So I feel like I've just been shown there could be issues to do with the ground on the property that you're wanting to get. But I feel like you're needing to get something that's a bit bigger and more spacious.
I need a place that's more spacious?
That's what I kind of feel with. I kind of feel bigger space and smaller space. But
okay.
I also feel like you're settling in June as
okay.
well. But I just feel like in what you're looking at now, I'm just being shown to get the ground checked.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like, I feel like everything's, like, you're going to be happy with what you got, but I keep on being shown not small, bigger.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I feel like you're a happy person as well, and I feel like that, like, this year for you is about building everything on top of it, like, top of another. I'm also drawn to the country with you. I don't know if you're from the country or you have links to the country. I am drawn to country areas with you too.
Yeah.
But I also... Oh, okay. Okay. So I'm also drawn to like horses and things with you as well.
Yeah.
Out back. Oh, okay. I feel like... Because I'm just seeing a horse and I feel like the horse is very smart, but you don't cross... Don't double cross the horse because the horse will sort of kick, like might kick you or get its back at you. So I feel like this horse is quite intelligent and it knows what it likes and doesn't like. And a horse can be a little bit tricky. I am seeing that with you, with a horse around you like that too. I'm not sure if this horse has passed over or still here, but I am just being shown this horse. And I also feel like I don't know, this year for you, I feel like there's more stability this year than there was last year. And I do feel like that you're making these life changes and it's about looking into the future. I don't feel like this is you. I feel like this is someone around you who just needs to be careful of what they're eating. I feel like that they may be like the comfort eater. I just think someone that I'm just being sure not you, if it's someone around you though, that just needs to watch what they're eating. So I'm being shown.
Okay. Well. Is it a male or female energy?
I do want to get more female than male.
Okay.
I'm just being shown like chips. So I just feel like they need to, just sort of watch their eating. But I do feel more female than male. They may not be directly in the family. They may be outside the family. But I just, been shown that further got brown hair. I do feel like it's about the shoulder length with them. Mm. That's what been shown with that. And I feel like that, I feel like next year also is a good year for you too. I feel like even though the world is changing, you're creating your own space and it's like you're not being bothered by what's happening around the world. I feel like you're living very independently next year too. So do you have any other questions for me?
Yeah, I didn't hear the last thing you said, something about the world.
I just feel like even though the world is changing, next year for you, I feel like you're building your own little independent space. But even though the world is changing, you're being quite content and quite happy in the space that you are building.
Yes. Okay. All right. Thank you.
So do you have any other questions for me?
I believe you said that you saw me moving in June.
Yeah, I could see you settle. Like
something
I heard,
was
like
in June?
I could hear like settling in June. I just heard settling in June. So I feel like if this place is not the place that you're going to buy, I feel like the next place will. But I'm getting the timeline of June is when you're going to be settling or signing paperwork, and that's going to be. I do feel like it's going to be a good positive thing you're buying or the move. I kind of feel like you the push for you to move as well, and it's like you need to be able to go in the direction that you're going in. It's like you can't keep still. But I do feel like you're going to, at least that celebration around you with this, because I do feel like you're quite, you're happy. I don't feel like it's just you that's moving. I feel like everyone's going with you, got other people going with you as well.
You see someone going with me?
Yeah, I don't, like this is a, I see celebration, but I don't just see you celebrating on your own. You've got other people with you.
Okay. Interesting.
Because I'm just seeing like this, I feel like it's a female, they want to go with you. They don't want to stay where they are.
Okay, well, I live by myself, so.
I just think you're seeing a female. I'm not too sure either, but I'm seeing a female that wants to go with you. So they don't want to stay where they are. Yeah. But thank you for calling in today.
Thank you.
Thank you. So, everybody, I hope you all have a happy Easter. So if you want to contact me for reading, you can. My website is Lady D Psychic Parties. My Facebook page is also Lady D Psychic Parties. My Instagram is also Lady D Psychic. My TikTok is Lady D Psychic. It's on my YouTube channel. So I hope you all have an amazing Easter, long weekend, and I will see you same time, same place next weekend. Actually, it'd be an hour early for Sydney people, so at 1 o'clock.